AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Raymond James closes 1.3% from its 52-week high, while asset management RS spread sits at 27%. RJF's weekly move keeps the financial services stock in a constructive regime, but below average turnover and a wide fair value premium leave the signal short of full confirmation. Research brief. Raymond James Financial finished the week ended 31st July at 176.0, up 3.9%, leaving the stock just 1.3% below its 52-week high of $178.3. The move is backed by positive 1, 4, and 12-week returns, an active trend backdrop, and improving market dynamics. But the read remains balanced. Volume ran at only 0.9 times the 13-week average, and the shares trade 27.9% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. RJF gained 3.9% for the week, 8.2% over 4 weeks, and 14.4% over 12 weeks, outpacing a U.S. asset management group whose average 12-week return is negative 2.0%. 2. The close at 176.0 sits 12.4% above the weekly trend line of 156.6 and at 94.2% of the 52-week range. 3. The trend backdrop is active, but the active streak is only 1 week, and trend breadth across RJF's own history is 44.2%, or 23 of 52 weeks. 4. Volume of 5.9 million shares was below the 13-week average of 6.7 million and the 52-week average of 6.3 million, limiting confirmation. 5. ShareMaestro's expectancy read is undecided at 54.73%. Consistent with a constructive but not fully decisive setup. Weekly price action puts RJF back near the high. Raymond James Financial ended the latest completed week at $176.0, a 3.9% gain that placed the stock just 1.3% below its 52-week high. The advance follows a strong July run. RJF is up 8.2% over 4 weeks and 14.4% over 12 weeks, with the close now 12.4% above the ShareMaestro weekly trend line at 156.6. That price location is constructive, but it is not neutral from a valuation distance perspective. The stock also stands 27.9% above ShareMaestro fair value of 137.6, signaling premium demand, but also raising the burden for continued follow-through. The setup signature is therefore balanced, rather than outright strong, with a composite score of 54. Financial services breadth is supportive, industry breadth is less convincing. The broader U.S. financial services group provided a favorable backdrop. Its average weekly return was 1.15%, with 64.0% of constituents in active weekly trends, 87.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 56.0% carrying positive relative strength. RJF's 3.9% weekly gain ranked in the stronger part of that sector group, and its broader peer percentile stood at 86.4% among 993 U.S. financial services stocks. The narrower U.S. asset management industry is more mixed. Industry averages were 1.0% for the week, 0.3% over 4 weeks, and negative 2.0% over 12 weeks, meaning RJF's 14.4% quarter stands well ahead of its immediate group. Yet only 45.0% of asset management names have active weekly trend signals. And just 27.0% show positive relative strength. So RJF is outperforming an industry where participation remains thin. Signal state is positive, but not yet fully confirmed. ShareMaestro's signal panel shows an active trend backdrop, positive activity pressure, and positive relative leadership. Activity pressure reads 1.33, while relative leadership reads 1.44, both supportive after improvement over the past month. The share price is also comfortably above the trend line, keeping the weekly regime constructive. The caution is that there is no fresh buy signal in activity pressure, and the active trend streak is only 1 week. Trend breadth for RJF's own 52-week history is 44.2%, reflecting 23 active weeks. So the current signal is constructive, but still rebuilding. The expectancy panel remains undecided at 54.73%, which fits the evidence. Momentum has improved, but the signal stack has not moved into a clean high conviction state. Volume and risk frame the next test. Participation did not match the strength of the price move. Latest weekly volume was 5.9 million shares, equal to 0.9 times the 13-week average of 6.7 million and 0.9 times the 52-week average of 6.3 million. That is enough to keep the move alive, but not enough to show broad institutional endorsement. A future push above 1.5 times average volume would carry more weight if the stock attempts to clear the 52-week high. Risk is also visible in the weekly distribution. 13-week volatility is 3.7%, above the 52-week baseline of 3.0%. And average losing weeks have been slightly larger than average gaining weeks, at negative 2.5% versus positive 2.3%. The stock has logged 29 up weeks and 23 down weeks over the past year. But the recent tape includes 7 reversal markers. Next week's focus is whether RJF can hold above the trendline area while pressing the 178.3 high, or whether the fair value premium and light volume begin to cap the move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.